Well, we were using the trail number 10. Roy, my brother, we went down there to the lead. It was it still was the worst spots ever for whalers this year, because the ice polyps were right on where the ice broke, you know, where the lead started, and the ice was jumbled up way up, and I have never seen that in my entire life whaling.
Are you talking about that slush pile up?
Or? Yeah, I mean, you know the ridges, ice ridges. I mean, they're right against the water. I mean, you know, and like a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen that. Usually, you know, there's places where you can, you know, kind of flat spaces, but they were few and far between this spring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we had to go way over there. And then when Gordon got his whale, you know, he had to cut a hole in the ice, kind of like a square, right? There, he was way up there, oh, I'd say about 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And he put a hole right there through, I mean, you know, he cut it because he went out looking for a place where he could butcher the whale. That's the only place he could find. And then they had to cut up. I don't know if you were there.
No, I was out on his trip. I wasn't there the day they got their whale.
But they cut a square to get the whale up, and I've never seen that. Well, back when when I was younger, I've seen it where, you know, the young ice wouldn't go away. You know, kind of young, about a foot and a half, 2 feet, and it wouldn't go away. So, but it would, when we caught several whales, you know, it wouldn't hold it. So what we did was we put holes along the ice, the young ice, and put a rope and start pulling, and the whale would come up, and then it would break the ice, and we did that for several hours one time, I remember that. And we went to the shore past ice. I've seen that happen before, the young ice. But this, I've never seen before, where it piled up in ridges.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we had to, we're lucky we went about, I'd say about four feet maybe. No, it's not that. You go make an incline just to launch a boat.
Yeah.
And it was still pretty high, you know, about 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Into the water. So we just made a slide right into the right into the water.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that in a long time either. If I had seen it.
Those ridges that you're talking about that we're building with the young ice, is that what they call Mugaluk, or is that
Mugaluk is and all that ice, you know, when it builds up and when there's a storm or whatever, and all that young ice, some of it goes underneath the underneath the shore fast ice. And then it adds some of that when it goes under the water, and then it stops. Then it's called and then some jumble a little bit, and then there's an ewok. They call it ewok. You know, it's attached to there. And then when the east wind starts going, you know, it pulls that. Young ice out,
mm-hmm.
along with some of the ridges, and then on a current, um, all the new, some of that goes under there, and then it just comes out when the current comes in. That's, there's a name for it. I can't remember the name of it. But it just comes out.
Yeah.
You know, out from the bottom. So you got to be careful, because some of those chunks are big, you know, when the current comes.
Yeah.
So you have to go, you have to be real careful.
Yeah.
But it was strange this spring. Very strange.
Why did you guys decide to go up to where you did on that trail?
Well, that's the only place that was fairly decent to run from. I think a lot of some boats were going through the, looking around and they found this spot. So there's some of them launched from there. You got to go look for a good spot.
Yeah.
You know? And that was a good spot for this year. I mean, it was terrible, but it still was a... And then by the time... by the time the ice got... You know, the water went out and we could go out into the water. It was after the 15th of May. That's when we could start the outboard motors and, you know, the skiffs, aluminum skiffs. So we just used the aluminum, you know, because there was no way we can go, go after a whale that hung there, you know, that much, that too high and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so it was really strange this year. Hopefully it'll get better next year. But it gets late, you know, it gets, frozen later, anymore. November, December, sometimes January, you know? And that's all young ice and it jumbles up, you know? Some of that, near shore is not that thick, and and then underneath the there's a current and it doesn't freeze, you know, too much. So you have to be careful.
Yeah.
You know, the telltale signs of that happening is a small hole or crack or whatever, the seepage. After a storm, snowstorm, some of that gets covered and you don't know if there's a hole there or not.
Yeah.
You know, because it covers up the hole before it really freezes. And you know, that insulation, the ice, or the snow acts as an insulation. So you have to be careful, you know, where you go, because you can go over to where it looks solid, but then go through the hole.
Yeah.
So it's kind of strange. For the past several years, it has changed. So.
I did go out on a trail that you guys were on with Roy and Mawa. I saw a bunch of what looked like multi-year ice, old ice.
Some of them, there's some.
Yeah.
But not, not that much.
No.
I didn't see much this year. It's called, my mind's not working right. The multi-year ice, it's fresh, you know, it just, the salt is leached from beaches out, and then that's a good water source for the whalers. You know, it's like a mound.
Yeah.
You can tell when there's a multi-year ice, and, all that salt is absorbed from the top, and then you can get ice water from that. That's what we look for when we go out camping.
Yeah.
And when we go whaling. So,
has that changed? The amount of.
Over the years, there hasn't been much noticeable change. So, it comes and goes,
Yeah.
Depends on what happens out there. And you can, most of the time you can see quite a bit of them. I mean, they're easy to they're just rounded mounds, you know, they're not jagged and stuff. And it's ice, you know, it's ice and it's clear. It's really the best water in the world.
Yeah.
You probably tried that.
So when did you guys decide to pull off the ice this year?
After the last whale. I mean, you know, I was out of town, but by the time I got back, it was pretty bad. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, they decided to go. I mean, who got the last whale? I think Ned or somebody.
Is it Ned Airy? Yeah.
I think. And anyway, that's, it was bad anyway. Mm-hmm. And there was a polar bear up there. And it's fast. Holy cow. When we were putting in for an ice cream, we took the boat back, and then there was a bear coming. But that was where we were. It was pretty strange. Not strange, it's just kind of awesome to see a bear running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what are the main things when you guys are deciding that the ice is unsafe? And to pull back, what are the main things that you're looking at in terms of the ice?
The wind condition, whether it's blowing from the west or from the east or northwest, northeast. You know, you gotta be careful about, you know, you always be cognizant of which way the wind's blowing. And, you know, because when it's wet, when the ice starts coming in, east wind, northeast wind. East wind just starts blowing the ice away, so those are some of the things that you look for in the current. And that's why every camp has a little compass right in front of their, you know, right on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the compass, when you see it, it stays on a set, you know, on a, points to the, when it doesn't move, it points the same way every day.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, and you know, put a marker or something, but there's, so in front of it, and then, you know, then you look at it, if it starts going like that, then you know the ice moving, you better get the hell out of there. You know, because that means the ice is moving, and, you know, that happened in 1998, 99, mm-hmm. somewhere around there. It happened, and I was out there with my brothers, and we started going out, and we got, there was 84 of us got stuck in a big chunk of ice, and I was the last person to get out of the ice with my director of search and rescue. We were the first guys, and the chairman of the Eskimo Whaling Commission. We were the last three to get off the ice. I was the mayor at the time, you know, we wanted all everybody else out there. You know, a captain never leaves his ship. You know, that's always, you know, when you're in charge, you know, you gotta make sure everybody's safe before you think about your safety. That's what Con Burden, you know, taught us. He's dead a long time. Price was my director of search and rescue when I was in there. So we were the last ones out.
Mm-hmm.
When that happened, mm-hmm. And that was really, I didn't think it was a big deal until I saw all those trucks parked way up at the search and rescue, way down the street, hundreds and hundreds of people crying, you know, because nobody knew who was, you know, who, if there was anybody left out there or something, you know, and when I were government coming up from the helicopter, we looked over in town. Holy moly, was there. I mean, and we couldn't, we had to go and sign in our name, make sure we were accounted for.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone was accounted for when I signed last.
That's great.
But that was, so there's been a whole lot of changes over the years, as opposed to when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
When we started there with June.
Yeah.
You know? Now we can't even go past May, past mid-May, you know? That's quite a change.
Well, the ridges that you talked about this year, how are those different than they were in the past? Is it just because it's young ice building the ridges instead
no,
of
No, I told you, the wall, I mean, the wall of ice. You know, it's hard to launch boats when there's that much ice. I mean, right up on, right to the water, and there's a sheer cliff of ice. I mean, straight, like somebody cut a knife right through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's straight all the way down the coast. We went down to Sinaloa Rock one time this spring, and we were out in and that other ice that moved out, we went along the shoreline of that on this side, on the south side of it. And we followed all the way to Sinaloa Rock, which is about 20 miles from here, 20, 25 miles from here, down the coast. And we headed back. And there was some indication over towards there that, you know, the conditions were good, but they're so far away.
Mm-hmm.
And it started over to the monument, and then to change. When you went to the monument, you could tell. There's some spots, several spots close to town that you could put a launch from, but still you had to build a trail through those treasure ridges pretty high. So it was really strange. And then we came across those sheer walls of ice. You know, there was no way between Barrow and to where we were on number 10, just sheer walls of ice.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there was, we didn't see any camps.
Yeah.
Close by town.
And you guys were kind of out there.
We were just towards it, second to the last.
So you guys were kind of fire.
Yeah. Well, we were the last.
Yeah,
we
probably because that was the sense.
Yeah, right here. We went past, that day when we went out, we went past here, we saw you guys and we waved.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went down that way. And the monument's here, and the Sinaloa Rock is over here,
mm-hmm.
right over here. And that's how far we went, and then we went back to the shore, fast ice, and then we traveled along the coast, or along the shore, fast ice.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Are the ice conditions up there where you guys were this year, are they typically different than they are further south?
It was.
Like down by the monument?
Yeah. The ice, we could go right up on top of the ice with our skiffs. Couldn't do that here on this side.
Yeah.
So over by the monument, we could go right on top of the ice with our skiffs.
Mm-hmm.
A couple spots. So, and it's pretty strange this year.
Yeah, well, I've heard a lot of people comment that they've never seen it like this.
No, I have never seen shear walls. Right when we usually between the gravel pit and where we are, you know, that there'd be a whole lot of camps around there. Not this year. I mean, you know, it was a strange.
Here you camps out of the edge.
Yeah, strange. On a sheer wall. I mean, you know, you can see where there's not very many camps over on between Barrow and Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And going out to Hollywood, you go right down there. It's way down there, close to Barrow. It's close, but it's not that easy to get to.
Yeah.
So, it was really strange.
Yeah. Well, that's helpful. Because, as I said, we measured, you know, ice thickness along all these trails, but it's difficult to really understand if that's what those measurements mean for the community or for people who are out there on the ice.
Yeah. doesn't matter what the thickness of our ice, what matters is the current. You know, a current does a lot of things to the ice that normally wind wouldn't do. So you have to be careful when the current takes away some of the ice from the bottom, so it kind of thins it out. And, you know, it blows away some of that water, you know, that's just sitting there. And I saw a show on TV on Discovery Channel where a lot of that ice, instead of freezing solid, is not crystallizing. And all that ice that's forming is all crystal, crystallized, and it's unstable. so guys might want to see what kind of change there might be when it's crystallized ice and it just kind of jumbles together and refreezes the crystals. Mm-hmm. Not very safe. I saw that on a Discovery Channel, and I never realized that. You know, it's all crystallized ice. It's really one of the worst kinds of ice, you know, for in terms of stability.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's definitely some things that we haven't looked at that we should. Current being the primary one, I think.
Yeah. You'd have to, I think it would behoove you guys when you're checking to see the, the whole, how thick they are, and keep those, keep checking them every day, put a current meter down there or something, and then go check it so it don't stick to the, so keep the hole open to see how much current there is underneath, the sure fast ice.
Mm-hmm.
Because that will tell you a lot of the things you need to know.
Yeah. We did that one day last year. We put a current meter under the ice. And I can't remember how fast it was going, but I was really surprised. It was screaming. I think it was up here somewhere.
That's what our elders say. You got to be careful. Because, there's things that you can't see that are happening that have an effect on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's why you have to look for cracks and see if there's any water seepage. You know, you can tell through the ice, through the snow, if there's any water coming out, you can start seeing that you're changing color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the snow, and it's kind of like mushy.
Yeah.
So you've got to be careful. You see that, you should dig that where that area is and see what's there. Because there's probably a big crack or happening right underneath you don't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, thanks for your time.
Yep. I'm going to go over and get some, see if I can fix my phone at AT&T, Aztec. I haven't got the service yet.
Here?
Yeah, AT&T.
Yeah, is this a new office?
No, I'm in town. I have a new phone.
Oh.
Cell phone. So, all right.
All right.
Thank you.